producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now it's 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm on the Space Coast, Melbourne, WMEL in Florida, with a wonderful Florida morning, about 70 degrees, a little mist on the window when I got in the car about 4 o'clock. So it's a bit different, although the weather is really kind of amazing all around the country. Where Richie is in Washington, temperature probably almost as warm there today as it is where I am in central Florida.
It'll be in the low 60s today, but we're going to get rain.
Ah,
70 Christmas Eve.
Yep, isn't that amazing? And where Kenny is on the West Coast, temperature cooler than usual. But yet, this time of year, because we are in the first day, today's first day, the first full day of winter, and right around the equinox, right around when the seasons change, really interesting things happen on the planet. And it's almost like there's a cue. You know, they go, some people think, ah, this is just this is sort of a formality. In many instances, winter begins. We get cold weather in November, December. Oftentimes, you go to Minnesota, some of the northern climes, even in New England, New York State, upper New York State, and the weather can be pretty miserable around Thanksgiving. We haven't had any of that in the Northeast this year at all. They've had plenty of it in the upper Rockies, for sure, and in Minnesota it's been cold, but it just seems that the plain is different. The plain feel, but the plain of where the embarkation, demarcation is different this year for whatever the reason. So, what are we celebrating today? We're celebrating the usual sorts of things.
Well, let me ask you
that
this.
Are going on. Oh, let's have Richie ask me a question. Yes.
You're down on the Space Coast.
I am.
Did you see SpaceX's launch last night from Cape Canaveral?
John Harper and I just spent the last half hour talking about the resurgence of what's going on. This whole area has come alive again.
It was so exciting to hear that audio.
Budget and, yeah, listen. Well, the fact the thing landed, they tried three or four times to get it to go up and then come down again, and it's landed in the water. They tried to get it on a barge, but it actually came back onto land. Yeah. When were you listening? What time was it when you were listening?
Well, no, it was last night I heard a cut after they successfully. So what they did is they launched this rocket with a payload.
Went up and came down.
And then the rockets, actually, boosters. They were able to land them, the boosters, them so that they can use them again.
Yeah.
With a touchdown. How amazing. But in the background, you could hear in the control room, USA, USA.
USA.
I mean, they were just going crazy. It was so exciting.
Yeah. Right. I wonder how the space program will fare under the next president. Hasn't done so well until now. With Congress, though, having what they did was maneuver around, because Obama doesn't care much about the space program. So what has happened is there had to be negotiating to get the space budget approved with something else. It's all horse trading to get something that he wanted in. I find it interesting, as I look around the landscape here the last couple of days, the president talking about Donald Trump making inflammatory comments, and in that way he is he's exploiting the working class. People are worried about the economy and stagnant wages. How is that not true? There's a lot of that stuff that I don't get the exploiting part of this. Much the same as I don't get something that was said, we don't have anything to fear from, or what was the phraseology? We don't have anything to fear. Maybe, Kenny, you can put me into this. We don't have anything to fear from the terrorists. They're not going to come to America. They already came to America. Hello, do you remember September 11th, Mr. President?
Yeah.
Huh? Why would you say anything like that? Unless I'm missing something, it seemed like a quick comment, and that was my quick response when I first heard it. Do you remember September 11th? I don't. And the Muslims weren't involved. I wish that I feel badly because I don't have the exact quote here in front of me, but I know it was something along the same lines of we don't have to worry about these people. It's like we're still in the old paradigm of going to war using big machines, using big airplanes, big ships, and all that stuff. These people don't have any of that. And look at what they did. They used our tools to bring us down on September 11th, and we did. Make no mistake about it. We were brought down on September 11th. Came back, but we were brought down. And we have been brought down by these people in any number of ways with the power and the might that we have. How it is that we so have misjudged these things along. It isn't just Obama. It was Bush before that.
All you have to do is leave a backpack on the corner. It shuts everything down.
Look at what happened in Boston.
Yep.
When the marathon, you know, that kind of stuff.
True, but I'm saying just the fear of a backpack shuts the whole city down.
Right.
Happens all the time.
The school system. The National Anthem shut down. And an email does it.
That's where they've won.
Yep.
They haven't won in the respect that I'm afraid I'm going to get bombed at the mall this weekend or something like that. I mean, it's such a small percentage of the actual population that gets affected by those horrible incidents. But, I mean, where they've won is we see anything and we all assume.
Right. Everybody
it's terrorism.
Well, there's a phrase, if you see it, report it or something.
See something, say something.
Say something.
I see it on the billboards, on the digital billboards when I ride down the highway on the way to work every morning.
Yeah.
See something, say something. 800-492-TIPS.
You don't have to call that number to get Super Beats. All you have to do is call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. This has been a wonderful ride for us, more importantly for you.
Great
as
stuff.
We introduced Super Beats to the country. I was having dinner last night with John Harper and his lovely lady and his brother, great people that own this radio station, and they look at me and they say, okay, so what's the story with Super Beats?
Buy it. That's the story, John.
Right. Yeah. Get it. It is now becoming the favorite drink to boost your energy, boost your stamina, boost nitric oxide levels in your system. Start the day with a Neo 40 capsule. After you've had the capsule in your mouth for just seconds, it dissipates into your system and gives you not a jolt, but a feeling of energized. Your being, your brain, your muscles, your body is energized, so you can sort of be aware. If you get into the car in the morning, you're driving to work, and you feel groggy, not a good thing. And drinking coffee sometimes takes the edge off, or maybe gives you an edge, but it's not always the most practical thing and not the best thing for you. Super Beats is good all the way around because it's all natural. Beets that are grown specifically for this purpose, non-GMO, all natural. Super Beets are available now not only around the country but around the world. We started it here. We started talking about it. We started promoting it. And now the company has gone. You can hear these ads all over the place. And you can get the product very easily. And so many people are using it because it is so good. If you have a problem with your blood pressure, get on to Super Beats. You got any kind of heart problem, anemia, poor circulation, any kind of a condition with your internal organs, this is where you need to be. Call 800-655-4183. You'll be telling the story the same as I am, the same as Richie is, Kenny. We all are on Super Beats, and we all start our day with Neo 40. The Super Beats come in later in the afternoon. Richie, let's say, after 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, may have had a business lunch. You get a little groggy. You
want to
make sure you're performing your best before you go home in the afternoon. So you mix a teaspoon of Super Beats, the powder, into a glass of water, drink it, and you get it. Takes about 20 minutes for that to cycle in, but the gradual impact of it you will feel through the rest of the day. Great for your muscles, for your brain, for all of your organs. This is the way to alleviate the problem that people are having. Look at, you saw the stats the other day. 1/3 of us will die of some kind of heart-related disease. This is a way to get blood everywhere so you don't have that problem. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. When you call the operator, and by the way, I just ordered four of these for various people that are on my Christmas list. It's a Christmas stocking stuffer that is better than... Why not give the gift of health for Christmas? And you can still get it today if you call 800-655-4183. So you know somebody in your family, a friend, somebody who has high blood pressure. This is where it all starts. Worry about heart disease, stroke, that kind of stuff starts with high blood pressure. So you want to alleviate it, eliminate it, and that's what Super Beats does. So you purchase two boxes of Neo 40, get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats, free book on nitric oxide, the saliva testing strip so you know how much nitric oxide is in your system, free shipping. Buy three or four of these today and give them to people that you care about, okay? Get them onto the program, and in doing that, you're helping them. You're a good friend. Give the gift of health, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, Staples, our UPS shipping center, is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All right, 19 after Doug Steffens. Good day. Excuse me.
It's easy for you to say.
Well, I'm now back into an area where my allergies are going to kick in again because of the air and what's here in Florida, South Florida. Anyway, the FDA has lifted the lifetime ban on blood donations from gay men they put into effect a number of years ago. So the new policy only bars donations from men who have had relations with other men in the previous year. So it sounds like the honor system, because how else are they going to track or know whether there have been relations with other men other than you saying yes or no? It's kind of like I stopped giving blood because they were saying that if I'd been to England in any time in the previous 6 years or whatever it is, that I ought not to give it because they were worried about hoof and mouth disease.
Right, and when I go to Colombia, I can't give.
Yeah, but that's only because I was honest. I could have said, nah, I haven't been to England. How are they going to figure it out? Any more than if a man has had relationships with another man, how are they going to figure it out?
You have a passport. They can check whether you flew to another country.
But how
in the world are they going to check whether you've been with another man or not?
That's my point.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is foolish. But I think it's a good thing. The problem with this is, though, that the HIV stuff is very contagious. This is a dicey decision, actually. 21 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Tuesday.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Three Christmas songs. Contest on the air now with three Christmas tunes. Different artists will be singing different tunes. They have something in common. Yesterday's is easy. Today's is hard. So yesterday we didn't find anybody who had the right answer. I'll bet today we'll find someone off the bat right away who will figure this out. And what you get for your trouble is a qualification for our weekly drawing for that HP 5540 Wi-Fi printer worth $9,832.52. Sound like the Price is Right.
You'll also get
an HP photo strip paper. What is it coming in? Strips, right?
Like the old photo booths that you used to go into, and you get the four fun, silly snapshots.
Yeah.
I'm getting them for my kids because my daughter wanted a Polaroid camera. I'm like, why do that?
Polaroid?
Yes, they do.
Really?
So she wanted to print out pictures of her and her friends being silly. I'm like, here, just take a picture with an iPad, send Wi-Fi to the printer, print it out in photo strips, and boom, within 3 minutes, you got the fun, silly little picture.
How old is she?
She's eight.
She figured it out.
Oh, absolutely. A five-year-old could do it.
But I couldn't.
No, you couldn't.
She might be able to teach you how, though.
I might be able to. Yeah, I'll have to go by Rizzi's house and see if I can figure it out. All right, okay, let's get to the three songs. First one is Come On Christmas by Cheap Trick. This is her charity single from 1996, holiday reworking of their hit, Come On, Come On, Come On, released to raise money for a charity in their hometown of Rockford, Illinois. Fans were able to get it later when it turned up on their box set that they did, pretty much highlighted all the things Cheap Trick did during their career. So here it is, Come On Christmas by Cheap Trick, song number one, Cheap Trick. Pay attention to the artists, please. All right, so that's number one. Number two, Chicago's Jolly Old St. Nicholas.
Whisper what you'll bring to me.
This is a bonus track from their first Christmas album, reissued in 2003. Song written in 1864 by Benjamin Hanby, who also wrote Up on the Housetop. Been recorded by a lot of different artists. Ray Conniff, Jim Brickman, and believe it or not, Terry Bradshaw has.
Who is this?
Chicago. Chicago.
It does not sound like Chicago.
No, it doesn't. No.
Wow.
All right. So that's Jolly Old St. Nicholas. First one done by Cheap Trick. This song done by Chicago. Last one was said by the Steve Miller Band. Doug. If you have the reason we put these three songs together,
good.
Steve Miller Band from a regional compilation for charity in 1989.
It's been around for a long time.
This is not a good song. Not
no.
A good version of the song.
I love Steve Miller, though.
Yeah, but it's, it don't belong to him. As Kenny and I were talking about this earlier, pretty much everybody who's anybody in the world of music has done some kind of a Christmas album.
Well, sure, not because if you hit one, it comes back every year, you're a zillionaire for life.
That's good. Right. All right. So what do we have for action there, Richie? 888-302-3684.
Wow.
I do know what.
Let's try and see if Jeff has it from El Paso.
Jeff, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you. So what do these three artists have in common?
I think they all are bands from Illinois.
Good guess.
That's the right
two
one.
Out of three. Steve Miller from San Francisco. Okay, Tim.
Tim, what connects these three bands?
They are all Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
Man, but we make these tough, and people can't make it easy. Nobody gets them. That's the answer. You get the prize. Congratulations. Hold on a sec. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we as humans have incredible egos. We think that we're the only one that can be stressed out and suffer from anxiety. But our pets can be stressed out just as easily as we can. Here are some of the things that can stress our pets out. Let's face it. Sometimes our pets are like children. Just like children, our pets need consistency and predictability. And for pets, change can be one of the leading causes for high stress levels. As much as possible, give your cat a constant or your dog a constant schedule and be consistent. If you're moving from one location to another, this can also increase anxiety and stress. I recommend having all of the dog or cat's items in the new home before the dog or cat actually arrives. And don't be afraid to make sure that your dog or cat is getting plenty of mental and physical stimulation. That will help alleviate stress. But any change in your life can cause stress in your dog or your cat. Recognize it, take action, and I promise it won't be that big a deal. It really won't. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Sales of Scotch whiskey are heating up, with premium blends and rare single malts more popular than ever. Want to choose the right Scotch for a holiday gift? Whiskey expert Gabriel Cartarella serves up some answers.
Dewar's 12-year-old whiskey is the most awarded blended Scotch whiskey in the world. Very complex, making it great for cocktails. Try a hot toddy in the winter months. With notes of honey and lemon, very sweet and delicate, a nice whiskey to warm the bones in the winter months.
What about a cocktail or tailgate party?
Craftsmanship is key to high-quality Scotch. Try Dewar's Scratch Cask in soda. The name Dewar's Scratch comes from charred and scratch oak casks that add notes of bourbon, vanilla, and toasted oak. Great as a highball.
And for a special gift?
For something special, Altmore 12-year-old single malt is a rare and wonderful whiskey. Known as a nip of the Bucky Road, this whiskey has grassy notes, very delicate, very sweet, a whiskey shrouded in fog.
For Gabriel's cocktail recipes and more on fine whiskey, visit Dewar's.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
People are listening to the Good Day program than was the case last year. How's that for a good deal? Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Jen is out on assignment. Meanwhile, other names in the news. Chelsea Clinton having her second child this summer. Somebody else to go out on the stump. Right, will the child be old enough to
Does
he go out in September, try to get a few votes? Babies do great things.
Oh, absolutely.
For men and women who are running for office. So that's good. She's working hard on her mother's campaign.
It's all a political trick. They're just having babies just to get more votes.
That's right, Richie. You got it. Exactly. Bill Cosby underscoring he is not a bad guy.
Right.
Beverly Johnson has been one of his most vocal accusers, claimed he drugged her, assaulted her in the 1980s. He is suing her for defamation.
Hey.
What about all the rest of the people?
I'm going to smack down on you legally.
How are you going to do that? I've noticed something that is, I don't know whether it's the season or what's going on in our country. Richie, how often do you go out to eat? In the course of a week, you and your family, or you by yourself. Well, let's talk about the family. Let's do this on a family.
Once
on a week.
Yeah.
Once on it. All right. Kenny, how about you and Lisa and your family? How often do you go out?
Probably a few times.
A few times a week. Is it normally to the same places, or do you go to different new places?
We mix it up.
Mix it up. I've noticed something. We eat out a couple times a week. Sometimes we dine out. Sometimes we eat out. There's a difference. Dining is time and enjoying the food, going to a really nice restaurant, and eating out is, for example, I'm on the road with Meredith, and we've stopped and eaten. You know, we have snacks that we eat in the car. Don't stop for lunch. Have a good breakfast at the hotel, oatmeal, eggs, that sort of thing, and then snack in the car. We just keep driving and have something. Last night I had fish and salad, that sort of thing, and we went to a Cracker Barrel. John and his brother and his lady wanted to have dinner, so we went to the Cracker Barrel that's right across from the hotel we're staying. I couldn't get in the place. It was... It's Tuesday. What was it? Last night. It was Monday night.
Yes.
For God's sake.
No, I know.
Monday night at a Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And the line's out the door.
Yeah.
It is craziness as to people going out to eat.
You cannot go out in our area. Okay, I'm in a fairly populated area.
You're in a residential suburban area.
20 minutes outside of D.C. Yeah. On a Friday or Saturday night, you're looking at an hour plus. To get into almost any restaurant. And I must have...
An Olive Garden. Who waits in line for going into an Olive Garden?
I can't tell you how many hundreds of restaurants I have within 15 minutes of my house.
Yeah. And they're all...
hundreds.
But this is Monday night. I'm talking about Monday night.
Well, there's a little restaurant near us, Dogfish Beer. Dogfish Head Beer has a restaurant in my community.
Didn't you take us there? Didn't we go to eat there with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You cannot eat there on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday night without having to wait at least 15 to 20 minutes.
And
the place
so what,
is always packed.
Okay. So what's going on in addition to the norm is that it's the holiday season. People are going out to eat.
No, if I you think look in at general...
numbers, but this holiday season, it seems restaurant sales are healthier than they have been because people are going out after work, not that that's unusual, but they're making an evening of it. Instead of just going to shop, they're going out to eat and then go shop. Apparently, stores, the National Retail Federation, Restaurant Federation, says that the trend is up about 5-6% this year since last year. Most people pay with a credit card. I find that. I was looking at some of the stats here. And let's see. Does anybody ever pay? I can remember when I was a kid, every once in a while, when my father didn't have enough money, he'd write a check when you went to a restaurant. Ever see anybody write a check in a restaurant anymore?
No. No.
I'm just thinking about that. Writing a check when you go out to eat. That's an old...
I don't know. Man, I can't imagine what a waiter would do if somebody handed them a check nowadays.
Yeah. Yep, right. Yep. So over the restaurant spending will hit $709 billion before the end of the year in America. And there are all kinds of places. You go up and down the road. Every single ramp, when you go down the highway, like we've been on Interstate, let's see, yesterday we were on 75 and 95, and you go almost in any community, you get off on the turnpike, and they're the same restaurants. On both sides of the street, up and down the street, same restaurants. You hardly ever find a local restaurant anymore. And we don't like the chains. We'll go to, I'm going to get one stop at a Waffle House. That's it. But generally speaking, looking for diners, we love to go to diners. And I see in league with all this other stuff, man, if you got stock in Chipotle, you might want to get rid of it. They took a beating yesterday again because there's another story.
Yeah.
A second outbreak of E. coli. A couple of weeks ago, a dozen of its diners became sick with a rare strain of E. coli. You got to look out for E. coli, salmonella, listeria, those sorts of things. So apparently, this is a tough... toxin-producing E. coli that sickened people in North Dakota, Kansas, and Oklahoma. And in each case, the person had eaten at a Chipotle the week that they got sick. Yes, Richie.
So Chipotle tries to have healthier quality meats.
Mexican
food.
Right.
Whatnot. So their vegetables are organic and their meats are, and the vegetables are not GMO and the meats are, healthier where they're not antibiotics and none of this. You think anybody will shortly start tying the attempt to have healthier food that doesn't have all the chemicals that keep it from having all these bad things?
What's the difference between, you're going to see Monsanto's going to wake up to this and take a shot. Yeah, of course they are.
Monsanto's going to say, see, we protect you better than these organic foods can.
They're going to have a hard time with that one.
They are but killing
they can
you.
They can, yeah. Anybody with a brain is going to see that it has nothing to do with the way the food is grown. It's the way it's handled after it gets shipped off the farm. That's what happens to these things. But there'll be people that will fall for that.
And people are just getting sick from this. Nobody's been seriously. I mean, people have been hospitalized. But
yeah, right. So then the question is, are we making too much of it? Is it one of these things that grabs you because it's a headline that people get scared? I mean, look at the things that we've talked about in the last 3 or 4 days, the positive stories, and then you look at the negative stories and see what they create. And you know, 9 times out of 10, the stuff that's created, the rhubarb that comes out of it, is not, the impact is non, it's inconsequential. It's almost a non-starter. But yet they get so much attention in the news media, much the same as the Steve Harvey thing with the faux pas at the Miss Universe contest. For God's sake, they even asked, somebody interviewed Donald Trump and asked him what he thought.
Well, that's irrelevant. No, I mean, that's relevant because he used to own the pageant.
Yeah, he did. I know that. But I'm just saying that the whole stew about Steve Harvey and what happened as a result of his picking up the wrong card or having been given the wrong card by the producers, it was
he wasn't nuts. Given or he read the card wrong.
Well, apparently there were two cards, and he got the wrong card. I think that I heard. Anyway, Google and Ford.
Well, you know what else I heard?
What else you hear, Richie?
That there is a rehearsal for the whole show.
Yeah.
And that is the one part of the show that he did not rehearse.
Oh.
He didn't. He wasn't there. Apparently, he missed the rehearsal.
Why do you have to rehearse reading a card? What do you have to rehearse?
Well, now we know, right?
Yeah.
Look what could happen. You picked up the wrong card.
I have the right card.
You read the card wrong or whatever.
A producer behind the scenes should have been able to say, okay, here's it. Give it to him as he walks out the door. Shouldn't have been up to him in the first place. Google, Ford, creating a joint venture to build self-driving cars. Big step by both companies toward a new business of automated ride-sharing. These cars are ugly. And one wonders, people like me who have grown up, what will happen? It's a lot like what we're finding happening in most of the political world. Kids that are now coming along, the millennials are used to government involvement or interference or being involved in everything in their lives, so it's not unusual. So they're sort of putting up with it, or they're not objecting to it, much like I am or other people that are in this generation. So there's that. We know what our cars look like, and we have a feel for the engine out front and the boot in the back. These cars will come about in a generation that will make this the norm, the smart car. That is so ugly and looks like it's so unsafe. That's basically what these electric cars look like. Maybe a little bit bigger, but they'll become the norm. And we won't think, sooner or later in 100 years, when these cars are around, nobody will even remember what cars look like from the year 2015 or the year 1985 or whatever it is. It'll become the norm. It'll be accepted. There'll be 1.3 million of these cars in California, it looks like. And actually, they've been testing 53 different cars.
My buddies and I all got together this past weekend.
Yeah.
They were all, you know, we all have, many of us have muscle cars. You know,
yeah, right.
I have my 67 Bronco.
Yeah.
Joe
has
a 70 Boss Mustang.
Yeah.
And we're all like, when do we sell our classic muscle cars? Because at some point, the value is just going to plummet. Because there will be no combustible engine anymore, and you will not be able to buy gasoline.
They'll hold up as long as the cost of gas is $2 a gallon. I think the value holds up.
Well, and even if it was $4 a gallon, the prices were going out of the roof. But once you can't buy gasoline anymore, because there's all these electric Google cars on the roads, and everybody's sitting around looking at their iPads while they're being driven to work, that's when they die.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's a fair assumption.
So if anybody wants to buy my 67 Bronco,
call Richie at
888-302-3684. It's for sale.
It's for sale. You just got it. It's a great thing.
I know, but everything's for sale.
That's very true. Right, get the right price. Well, not everything is for sale. I've got a 1950 Chevy pickup truck on the farm. And I've been offered a lot of money for it, and I haven't sold it. But you should came along with an outrageous amount of money. Yeah, I want to keep it. All right. 15 before the hour. Because Jennifer's not here, I have the pleasure of bringing you the television report up next here on Good Day.
Get your Pliny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
Right now at Kohl's, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Spend under $100 and take an extra 15% off. Use it on top of great gift sale prices, like 60 to 70% off fine jewelry, 15% off fragrance gift sets, and everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Plus, now you can buy online, pick up in store. Kohl's is now open 24 hours through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Some exclusions apply. Hours may vary by location. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
It's 48 past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Television news from Fox. They have announced the last Republican debate before the Iowa caucus, and the next debate will take place on January 28th, 2 days before the Iowa caucuses. It'll be held in the Iowa Event Center. On the Fox News Channel. Those of you listening in Des Moines, we can get somebody outside and you can call us and tell us what's going on. Will people be lined up? I haven't studied this enough to know whether people actually line up or aren't. All the tickets taken by the insiders. It's not like it was really open to the public.
Right. No, I think you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's see here. Reese Witherspoon in the television news. She's producing a drama project called Please Don't Go for ABC in development. It's an hour-long drama. And it's supposed to follow the personal and professional life of a ruthless divorce attorney who was raised in the trailer parks of Texas.
Oh, she'd be good at that.
Yeah, she would be good at that. Yep, that looks like it'd be pretty interesting. Let's see here. The president kicking off a new season of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. Jerry Seinfeld. That has actually been around for quite a while now, hasn't it?
I don't get that show.
I think this is the seventh year.
Yeah.
Have you watched an episode, Ken?
I've watched one or two. It's very odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched a couple of them. It's just stupid.
Yeah. What I felt about it now that you said that, Kenny, the same way I felt about the Bill Murray Christmas special.
Yeah.
It was just odd. I mean, you got to have it appeals to a very few people.
Jerry Springer driving around in a car with usually another comedian.
Yeah.
Just chatting and having coffee.
It's a show about nothing.
It's right.
Again.
It really is. About nothing. And apparently in this one, he and the president drive around on the south lawn, and I think like a Mustang or something like that. Have coffee and chat.
All right, Kenny, what's on TV tonight that people would be excited about?
Not much. well, it's a lot of reruns. Fox is rerunning a Christmas special with the characters from the animated movie Ice Age. Mm-hmm. And ABC has Robin Roberts looking back at the year 2015. Exactly.
Okay, that'll be next week, man. Every television program, every news channel, it'll be a rehash of 2015. I'm hoping we can afford, well, we probably won't avoid it, but still. We'll try to treat it differently. But, man, looking back, at, you know what? Instead of having who died in 2015, let's have who's still alive.
Pretty big list.
Past the hour here on Good Day.
We'll be here until next year.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Let's see what we can do in the news department from the season for Jolly Ho-Ho-Hos. There's a new national survey finds, sadly, nearly half of us experience seasonal mental health issues. Here's some more on that from Brian Osich.
A recent survey from University of Phoenix College of Social Sciences finds 45% of U.S. adults have experienced mental health issues like sadness or depression around the holiday season. Dr. Tammy Lynn Woody is Dean of Faculty for the College of Social Sciences.
This is a time of year that can bring up painful memories. We know that isolation and feelings of loneliness can certainly factor in. Of course, financial strain really is a problem for people at this time of year.
Dr. Woody says if you experience symptoms, there are ways to help maneuver your way through this trying time.
First is simply taking inventory of your feelings, acknowledge them, and just recognize how you feel. Deal with those feelings. Next, staying fit. Trying not to skip those workouts this time of year is really beneficial. Next, we want to share the responsibilities. It's important to delegate. And then lastly, if you're really struggling, reach out to a mental health professional.
For more about mental health services or careers, go to phoenix.edu. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, Staples, our UPS shipping center, is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies exercise you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed, loosened up, tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Find the perfect gift at Macy's with savings on top of savings. Save 30 to 75% store-wide. Plus, use your Wow Pass and take an extra 20 or 15% off. Take $10 off a $25 purchase with your pass Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday till 1 p.m. And save over $100 with your Macy's holiday money. Use it on top of coupons and sale prices. Find great ways to save now through Thursday at Macy's. Savings on sale and clearance prices exclusions apply.
Christmas time. Customers now have access to an infinite amount of information at the touch of their fingertips. So what does that mean for retailers today? Let's find out how better training can help lead to better sales in the ever-evolving digital age that we live in.
With smartphones, online shopping, and detail comparison sites, shoppers are now more informed than ever. Fiona Susan, Senior Research Chair, Center for Global Business Research at University of Phoenix School of Advanced Studies, says now's the time for retailers to adapt to consumer behaviors.
Gone are the days of one pitch fits all. My recent research finds adaptive selling, or the change in selling techniques to fit the need of a consumer based on what they may or may not already know, offers retailers the opportunity to truly provide a customized shopping experience.
Susan says it comes down to having a personal touch, like asking the right questions, offering product recommendations, and identifying trends in customer traits.
Businesses and schools need to recognize this digital economy shift and provide the training and education needed to engage and motivate consumers. At University of Phoenix, our School of Business provides up-to-date programs focusing on retail management, sales and marketing, retail operations, and talent management unique to the retail industry.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
Does it seem like it's Christmas time, really and truly? Are you into the Christmas spirit? Has the weather not changed enough to get, depending on where you live in the country, to get you into the right place?
My kids are whining about it not being cold and snowy.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about the Christmas music that's around this year? Kenny, you find as much. Kenny runs the Sounds of Christmas.com website with thousands of Christmas songs. Do you find there's as much interest, more interest than usual in the music you're playing this year?
About the same, maybe a little bit more.
Really? Okay, so that's good. Our poll yesterday, as a matter of fact, dealt with that at DougStefan.com. Who sings your favorite classic Christmas songs? The winner. 32% of you said you liked all that we had listed there. Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Elvis, Andy Williams, Johnny Mathis. Interesting, 18% said Bing Crosby was their favorite. 14% said that Johnny Mathis was the favorite when it came to singing classic Christmas songs. They have some great Christmas CDs and albums around. As a matter of fact, we highlight today female artists in our poll. Which female artist sings your favorite Christmas songs? Is it Rosemary Clooney, Judy Garland, Karen Carpenter, Barbara Streisand, Ella Fitzgerald, Brenda Lee, Darlene Love, somebody other than that, love them all. Darlene Love of that group, I would say, would be on the top of the list. I'm looking at Elvis only got 6% support there. Regine Frank Sinatra 4, as far as Christmas songs are concerned. 9% Nat King Cole, that's expected. 11% for Andy Williams on the poll that we have the results of today at DougStefan.com. Please.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.